It's you. It's you being you. Whether you're into cooking one day or you're hanging out with your grandma the next day, people come to Snap to see what you're up to right now versus having to fit in a particular niche.
Hey, Brooke, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you, Alessandro?
Yeah, as I was telling you, like in the pre-call, a bit busy. This day, today, it's a bit busier than usual. A lot is happening. I don't know, like, how do you feel about the beginning of the year, this first quarter and entry? Is busier than usual? What are you saying?
It feels like it's just, like, busy, just off. You know, we've been doing a lot of events. I just got back from Coachella where we curated this really big story. So okay. I've just been on the grounds, you know, going a million miles an hour. It was at South by Southwest. But, yeah, definitely a good Q1.
Amazing. And you know, maybe we can go also more in detail there. I'm definitely curious about both of these big events, right? Very different, right? Very different type of events. So curious to know a bit more about that, you know. But before we get started in, we dive in. Usually, you know, I love to get a bit more information about the person that is, you know, the guest on the show. And we use this thing called the map. Basically, it's the mission. So what do you aim to achieve with your work or, like, you know, personally? The achievements, anything that are super proud to share, again, that could be either your career or in your life, and then the purpose. So in addition to the mission, so that is the what, the purpose is the why do you do what you do?
My goal is to help guide and educate creators in order to help them, you know, grow their audience and build their business. I would say some achievements, mm-hmm. some notable milestones in my life. You know, I started my career at CAA, Creative Artist Agency, and I would say that really gave me my work ethic, you know, things like responding to emails, being on time. I know you were, you know, you gave me props for being early, things like that. And then, you know, I've worked in talent representation for a long time as well. And that really gave me a 360 view of the entertainment industry at large and how digital plays a role in that. And then, of course, I've been in the digital landscape in the early, early days. And I think that really helped me kind of observe how this world has evolved and how creators think. And yeah, I really understand the minds of creators. So, and then I would say my purpose, the kind of why I do what I do, is I really believe that knowledge is power. You know, the more you know and the more you understand about the world and the people around you, it really helps you unlock the full potential of your creativity. So that's what I want to empower for creators and the people around me.
Fantastic. Thank you for that. You know, short and sweet. Love it to hear. So tell me more, like, you know, about your role now. Is it Head of Creator Development, right? That is the title.
Yeah.
So for anyone listening, what does it involve and what is the typical, like, day for you? Is it every day is different, I guess, somehow? But you wake up, what happens in your role?
Yeah, sure. So yeah, I'm the Head of Creator Development on Snapchat. I would say big picture for me is really education for creators and figuring out ways to scale that education. You know, Snap School is something we'll get into. Creative strategy for creators as well. And I'm also the person really leading the charts to figure out what our in-person strategy with creators are, you know, in terms of events and the Coachellas and VidCons of the world, things like that. And then I would say on a day-to-day basis, it's really relationship building. You know, I'm kind of, our whole team is really in the weeds with creators and helping them find success on Snap. And, you know, we do one-on-one meetings with them, going to their houses, bringing them into the office, grabbing dinner, and just, you know, really helping them find success. So do some recruiting as well, reaching out, a lot of people reaching out to us. And yeah, just really continuing to evolve the creator ecosystem at Snap, which has evolved a lot over the last 2-3 years.
Yeah, because tell me, like, how did it evolve? Because, you know, like, we have been seeing on many social media, everyone is, like, you know, having different features, different approach when it comes to influencer marketing, to the creator economy. What happened in Snap in the past, let's say, 3 years?
Yeah, so, you know, with the release of public profiles, I would say, you know, 5-6 years ago, time is such a blur at this point. You know, the ability for people to really grow their audience became a thing in Snap. You know, we have 414 million daily active users, and these are people who are on their phone every single day. So really building a content ecosystem on top of that was important. And so we have found over the years, people are spending a lot more time watching creator stories. We've built a lot of, you know, opportunities for creators, both on the monetization side and definitely the growth. So yeah, it's a whole new world at Snap, and a lot of creators are finding really great success, which is awesome.
And so let's start with that. Like, what are the best ways to monetize on Snap these days?
Yeah, I would say the three main sources of income. Our Stories Revenue Share program is definitely, you know, the big ticket item and the thing that creators are really loving, which is the ability to essentially place ads in between the public story and we share the revenue with the creators who are in the program. And then, you know, Spotlight has an incentive fund. And then I would say about a year and a half ago, we released our Snapstar Collab Studio, which is a turnkey service for brands to essentially tap into creators and run influencer marketing campaigns at scale. So, you know, I've had creators do things with Priceline, Pizza Hut. It's really cool to see. So there are a few different ways that creators can make money on Snap, which is great. I think what's amazing about the Stories Revenue Share program is, you know, it's ads against your public story. So with your public story, creators are living their daily life, just hanging out with their friends, posting real-time content. And so they're essentially making money for just being themselves. They don't have to curate these really performative moments in order to, you know, make a dime. They can just live their life and make money while doing it. So it's been really cool to see.
You're living your life. You're basically recording everything's happening. I see some of these public profiles with like hundreds sometimes, right, of stories. Sometimes I even saw like, you know, maybe interviews or podcasts like entirely basically there, right? And you just like go through them, right, one by one. Also very interesting, I think, how you can consume that type of content. Usually would be maybe 30 minutes, right, or maybe on a YouTube or whatever, or a podcast. Then on Snap you can see like, or maybe just like snapshots, right, of what is happening. And then if you like it, you can go and check the you know, the bigger, like the longer version. So how can someone that is either new, totally new to all Snap, you know, someone that maybe is just starting now. So let's do two scenarios. One, it's a creator that wants to get started. Another one is someone that is already active and want to grow a bit more. Let's start with the one that is like new to Snap. You open the app. What is the best way to start, like, you know, sharing things? And what is the best way to get started?
The beautiful thing is when you open the app, it immediately brings you to your camera. You're not ingested in some feed trying to, you know, in the endless scroll right to your camera. So it's your point of view. We want to see what you're up to, your daily life. And you kind of, it's kind of a choose your own adventure. If you want to post short form videos, you can do that to Spotlight, which is a really great way to grow, especially as you said, for new creators, emerging creators, just getting onto the platform. You know, I myself have had quite a few of my creators surpass followings on other platforms by posting to both Spotlight and Stories. And then, you know, again, you open up your camera. Let's see what you're up to. You can immediately start showing your daily life. I think what I love about Snap, you know, is it's not this performative thing. It's a content playground where you don't have to come onto Snap and face the question of what is going to be my thing on Snap. It's you. It's you being you. Whether you're into cooking one day or you're hanging out with your grandma the next day, people come to Snap to see what you're up to right now versus having to fit in a particular niche, which is really freeing for creators, because I would say creators are multifaceted. They're multi-talented. They have a lot of different interests. And, you know, you can come on Snap and really showcase all of those different interests, which is great.
Fantastic. And what about those that instead want to grow more, right? Maybe let's say they're already having a lot of success, but for some reason they are either stuck or they cannot find new ideas. Are there like ways for someone to either grow or tools to help them understanding where to go, resources, one-on-one, you know, type of help?
So we have our Creators Hub online, which is a great, you know, it's information. It really helps you kind of guide creators through that roadmap on Snapchat. But I would say really great storytellers do well on Snapchat. So, you know, my new thing that I like to tell people is making a meal out of a moment. It really is about identifying a moment and blowing it out to be a story. So I think creators tend to overthink their content because they're looking for these viral moments. But, you know, on Snap, they don't need to do all of that. It's really them sharing their daily life. So things that are seemingly mundane can become really interesting depending on how you tell the story. So I remember I watched a creator make her bed in 60 snaps. And if you were to tell me I would have sat there and watched someone make their bed, I'd probably tell you no, but I did. It's because she made it really interesting. So I would say creators don't have to overthink Snap, which is great. It's an opportunity for them to just be themselves.
Is your brand ready to amplify its reach? Well, the Influencer Marketing Factory is here for you. We are a global influencer marketing agency helping brands ignite their growth. From influencer identification to campaign strategy, handling legalities and agreements, to managing shipping and logistics, we got you all covered. We work with hundreds of brands across different verticals, from Fortune 500 companies to direct-to-consumer brands. And we don't just stop there. With detailed ROI analysis, we help brands like yours measure success, transforming impressions into conversions. You can find us at theinfluencermarketingfactory.com or just searching the Influencer Marketing Factory on Google.
You mentioned Coachella and, you know, Sabasa West, two very type of like, you know, different events. Let's start with Coachella. What did you see this year happening there, and how and what people usually like, you know, were like, you know, sharing, right? Was it again just follow me during a Coachella day? Was like, you know, preparation for that? Was it a collaboration within creators? So what do you see happening?
Yeah, so we curated a big Coachella story where we basically took the best of snaps in real time and curated a story for, you know, people who weren't at Coachella can kind of see the best of the best. So you had people like Shaun White, Paris Hilton, all posting real time. And I would say, you know, they're getting on Snap. They have a lot of branded collaborations just in general at Snap, but posting real time, seeing the action as it's unfolding, you're only going to get that on Snap. And so, you know, Coachella is a big moment, I would say, just in the creator economy in general to really make a splash. And Snap was a big part of a lot of people's strategy. So, and it's funny too, being out in the wild, and it's like, I'm sitting there, I'm watching, let's say, like Lana Del Rey, and I look to my left and I look to my right. Everyone has Snap out. Like, everyone has Snap out. People are always shooting within the camera because it opens to camera. It's just really quick for people. So seeing it out in the wild is really fun. So, you know, I'm there kind of, you know, making sure, you know, we're getting great content in addition, but, you know, creators are just, it's just become an organic thing for them to be posting real time, especially as, you know, at a place like Coachella.
So, you know, like, again, Coachella, like, it's well known because all influencers are there, all creators are there. When it comes to South by Southwest, of course, there is like more now a sort of influx, right, of creators and influencers also joining. But we also know that it's more like, you know, sometimes traditional media and, you know, programmatic advertising. And we talk about, like, they talk about so many things there. So I'm curious, in that case, was the content completely different, or was it somehow like the same concept of the storytelling, but from a different point of view, let's say more informational compared to the just a, like, you know, this is what is happening today?
Yeah, so South by Southwest, I actually went there to host a creator meetup, so it was a little different. You know, Coachella was specifically a curated story, content creation. South by Southwest was an educational place, so we went there, hosted a Snap creator meetup, and to your point, it was a mix of a lot of people that came to the meetup. It was creators, established creators, new creators, brand executives, you know, people who just had questions and wanted to learn more. So we hosted a really intimate kind of roundtable educational session. We did some content creation on site in order to like educate them on how easy it is to use the tool. So yeah, that was very different. And I think, you know, we're always conscious of where we show up and how we show up. And education is very huge. And I'm, you know, I'm personally big on knowledge. So that was the goal of South by.
And then when they meet with you, what are the questions that they usually ask you? Like, are you noticing a pattern in terms of either challenges or new ideas? Like, what are the things that when you have this one-on-one or let's say one-to, you know, group of people that are active on Snap, are you noticing anything that either they are like facing as an issue or they want to do something better and they come to you for advice?
Yeah, I would say it's really kind of the pillars we cover in Snap School, which is, you know, what works on Snap? What are the opportunities on Snap? And how can I better utilize the tools available to me? And, you know, once they kind of understand those three buckets, it's kind of off to the races from there. They're able to hit the ground running. I had a creator, I kid you not, last night message me and she said, Brooke, my average time spent went from 20 seconds to over a minute because of Snap School and once I learned the tools. So I would say, you know, it's, and, you know, it's an antidote for them, too, because they are used to kind of chasing likes and views and they don't have to play that game on Snapchat, which is why they don't really think of us as social media. They think of us as something different. We are a communication app at the end of the day and really hanging out with friends and creators in some sense are professional best friends. So kind of removing that performative nature that I think they've ingrained themselves in over the years is a good place to be in when they're on Snap and then they really thrive.
And since you say, like, you know, that, again, your storytelling is very important and sometimes it's just about not necessarily a niche, you know, but it's about, like, you know, you and your life. Is Snap, like, these days good for everyone? Are you noticing any type of creators that works better than others? Or more or less, no matter what you do, if you're telling the story in a proper way and you have your own, let's say, you know, like, personality, then it's going to work. Because, you know, on certain social media, there are, of course, industries and verticals working better than others. So I'm curious about Snap creators.
I have two answers to that. My first answer is, you know, so you have two types of creators. You have some creators who really struggle with, like, what am I going to post today? Just in general, not even specific to Snap. Yeah. And then you have creators who they have so much content, they don't even know what to do with it all. I do find that the latter tends to do well on Snap. People who are naturally producerial can identify those stories in the moment, run with it, execute it. And not everyone kind of, that's a muscle that you have, or if you don't have, it has to kind of be like trained. And that's kind of one piece. So that can be all types of creator. I think that's not specific to a type of niche or creator. That can apply to all. But I do think there is a misconception that only a specific type of creator works on Snapchat. So I always use an example of my dear friend Nutshell, who is an animator, faceless creator. I still to this day have not seen his face, or I don't know his name, his real name. But, I told him in my early days, I was like, you should join Snap. And, I think you would do well there. And he's like, I don't think Snap is a place for me. I'm not some lifestyle creator. I don't show my face. And, I told him, honestly, I was like, look, I can't point to 5 animators who are crushing it on Snap right now. This was years ago, but I do believe you have the ability to be a big fish in a small pond. So like, come on here and do what no other animator has done. And sure enough, he went from 200 followers to 2.2 million. He's made good money. So he almost didn't join Snap.
And in terms of community, right? Because we talk, mostly about someone making a content, someone else, watching, right? But when it comes to creating a community, if you notice anything that works better on Snap than other, it is like, how do you really foster like that type of community that is going to also help for the, not just for the view, let's say for a period of time, but retention over, a long-term type of work there? Are you going to see anything like how are, Snap creators being able to build a community that's going to be there on the long run?
I think that is what is so unique about Snap is like, again, first and foremost, we are a communication app, right? So like the way that you and I are messaging our friends, say on text, like these kids are on there messaging their friends, messaging their parents. So again, our daily active users, they are there every single day. We hear from creators, they feel like when they're on Snap, they really are there with their community, with their friends, where, in other places, sometimes they feel like they're barriers away from their fans. So on Snap, all of that is removed. You're talking directly. We have a feature, for example, called story replies and quoting, where fans can speak, Snapchatters can respond directly to your public story, and creators can respond back to them and, talk to them on camera and share their, their feedback. And it's a really great way to build community. So that's very much the integral part of Snap. And I don't think that that's left as we've built a content ecosystem on top of that.
I wanted also to ask you, and this I ask to, of course, every guest, on the pod, is either predictions or the future of the creator economy. Well, what are you seeing that could happen or that you would like to see happening?
My first thought is that, social media has evolved so much to be this race for likes and views. And in the beginning of all this, social media was always just meant to be a place where like you can see what your friends are up to. And I think we'll get back to that. Ironically, that's always been the heart of what Snap is. And that's why we don't see ourselves as social media, and creators don't as well, but truly a place to hang out with friends. And as I mentioned, creators are essentially professional best friends. So I think we'll get back to the zeitgeist of what this was always meant to be. And I think Snap will be right in the middle of that. The second thing I think on this is this idea of having a niche will subside, and the idea of being yourself will really come to the forefront. Like I said, we're all not just creators, but we're all multi-talented, complex, ever-evolving. And, Snap is a digital playground for creators. They're not restricted to certain content themes or playing off of trends or, trying to chase trends that don't feel authentic to them. They can showcase a variety of different content, from family vacations to makeup routines, a boring day at home. And I think, we'll get back to really celebrating people versus what they do specifically.
That's funny what you say about the music platform, because I went sometimes to some events and I was there for networking, and it's impossible to hear.
Impossible to actually even talk. Exactly.
Right. I love that finally we're getting back to, maybe 20 people at a time. And I can talk with basically anyone.
Snap School, we host between 50 and 100 creators. The biggest Snap School we did was 300 creators in Atlanta, but it was Atlanta and it's different. But it's meant to be an intimate environment.
I like that. Is there anything else that we didn't touch base on, something that we missed during the conversation that you are super excited that you would like to share?
No, I just think it's an exciting time to be on Snap right now. Everybody can start. You right now could pick up your phone and start creating on Snap. I'm really proud of the team, of the opportunities and the products that we've built in, a very short amount of time. And yeah, it's a whole new world at Snap. Absolutely. It's great.
Very nice. What is the best way for people to connect with you?
I'm on LinkedIn, as some folks know. I'm on LinkedIn. You know, of course, feel free to follow me on socials. I'll definitely be sure to drop our alias for you here that you can plug into the podcast for anyone that wants to kind of reach out and inquire more. We have a form online for people who want to apply to be a Snap Star, which is a special tier of creator, verified creator, comes with a few opportunities. And feel free to reach out.
Fantastic. So. Amazing. And congratulations on every day you're building. I already told you, like, anytime I see your post on LinkedIn, you know, they have they give joy, you know what I mean? Like, you know, getting all together in those pictures and videos. So you're doing a great job. Congratulations on all of that. And thank you for sharing, you know, like, all your knowledge with us today.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me here. This was great.
This was The Influence Factor by The Influencer Marketing Factory, and I'll see you next week.